This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police detained more than 450 people at rallies in Siberia and Russia's Far East Sunday as supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny took to the streets to protest his jailing despite biting cold and the threat of arrest. The rallies, also set to take place in Moscow and other cities later Sunday, follow large protests last weekend and are part of a campaign to pressure the Kremlin into freeing President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. The opposition politician was arrested on January 17th after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning in Russia last summer. He accuses Putin of ordering his murder, which the Kremlin denies. Police have said the protests have not been authorized and will be broken up as they were last weekend. Over 4,000 people were detained at those rallies, according to the OVD Info, a protest monitoring group. The World Health Organization led a team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host, visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan that treated early coronavirus patients. The World Health Organization-led team, the doctors at the hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said on Saturday that the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours Friday. This is VOA.